Welcome to the Chick Show.
Wait, the what?
The Chick Show.
Chick.
Yes.
Okay, because it sounded like you said something else.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm Leanne.
And I am Grace.
Grab your favorite beverage.
And join our talks.
Yay!
Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. This is Grace Dietrich, and I am your host of The Chick Show. Today, I am doing an episode solo, and I am super, super excited to be here. I hope that you guys enjoyed our episode last week. It was amazing. We had two incredible guests on the show, and if you haven't listened to it, please go back. It's a really, really good one. But anyways, I always like to start the show with a little bit of catch-up going on. So basically, I just came back from an amazing trip. Eric and I went to Napa for his birthday, and we haven't been to Napa in probably like 8 years, and it was so beautiful. We stayed in the most beautiful hotel in the middle of a winery, and it was just so relaxing, and the weather was incredible, and the food. We ate all the farm-to-table food and drank all the wine. And it just feels really, really good to go away. I love to go away just with him. I feel like it helps us connect as a couple. We take a break from the routine, from the everyday craziness, the kids, the jobs. And I feel like it's so good for your relationships, but also individually for our mindset and self-care to take some time just to relax. And so we just got back, and I cannot believe that we are about to start a new month. It's going to be May tomorrow. And so it's crazy. Like, where has the year gone already? But it sort of like gave me an idea to talk about today's episode. So I wanted to do an episode about some tips or guidelines to help you either get going or your morning routine, or maybe help you revamp it if you've been slacking on it. I feel like towards the beginning of the year, we're so excited and we have all these goals and things that we want to do and work on our morning routine and blah, blah, blah. But as the year goes by and the months go by, we start to be less consistent and we slack a little bit. So since we're going to start a new month and a new day tomorrow, I figure why not share some tips that work for me that can help you get going or kind of get back in track with your morning routine. So morning routines are really, really good. I feel like your morning routine kind of sets obviously the day, but also the week. And they always say that the morning routine actually starts the night before. So the night before, what's one of the things that works for me is kind of like choosing what you're going to wear, especially if you like to work out in the mornings like I do. So picking out your clothes, setting the alarm, kind of like no phone or screen time 2 hours before bedtime. All those things can help you get a really good night's sleep and kind of get you set for success for the next day. So number one tip actually in my book, it's limit the screen time. Do not go on your phone first thing in the morning. It's really bad for you. Not only is it going to make you distract from having some time for yourself, but it's also going to make you stressed because if you get on your phone and you go on social media or you open your emails, you see text messages, like, you know, you can't resolve anything at 5 or 6 in the morning. So for me, one of the things I've improved is not checking emails. I would open emails and I would just get so stressed and I would get anxiety because they were work related, but in reality, there was nothing I can do about it at 7, even at 6, or all I would do was just stress myself out for nothing. And so obviously if you use your alarm, your phone as an alarm, that's fine, but just focus on just using it for that and really make every effort possible to not go on social media and get sidetracked and check work stuff, because it's not very good to get your day going like that. It's just going to give you stress and anxiety that you don't need. So to me, that's a super, super important tip. Number two, obviously, set up your wake up time. Ideally, you want to wake up and go to bed at the same time, but that's not always, you know, feasible, but at least trying to get, you know, 6 to 8 hours. I also feel like this is very personal for everyone, but making sure you set your alarm. And like I said, whatever you do the night before sort of is very related to your morning routine, right? So you want to put the alarm, you want to set the mood, you want to pick out your clothes. Another really good tip, it's to drink a glass of water. You've gone 7 to 8 hours, right, without hydrating yourself. So getting your body going and your metabolism moving with a glass of water, it's a great idea. Move your body. So I love to work out in the mornings. It's so funny because I don't know that I'm a morning person or a night person, but out of the two, I think I'm the most energized in the morning. At night, I could stay up watching a show or reading a book. I just don't have the energy to work out at night. And if I do, the times that I've done it, then I get like this rush of energy and then I can't go to bed. So for me, moving my body in the mornings, it's one of my favorite things to do. It's like an instant happy pill. And sometimes it's really hard to get out of bed. And all I have to think, it's about how good I feel after, because, and this is so true, like you never will regret a workout that you do. And if you can focus on the feeling of how good you feel both mentally and physically after you've completed a workout, then it will help you motivate yourself. And the more you do it, the better that you're going to get at waking up early and doing the workout. And that's why no phones, because if you start going on your phone, then all of a sudden 10 minutes went by. And if you're like me, like I have a certain time that I have to get done, because by 6:45, most 7, I need to be waking up the kids. So I don't really have time to waste scrolling. It takes away from the time that I can use to work out, read, meditate, etc. So move your body, whatever it is. It could be like, you know, 10, 15 minute walk. It could be going on your Peloton. It could be a workout that you stream just like I do. But anything to get your body moving, it's very, very good for you. And it will put you in like a super, super happy mood. Practice mindfulness or meditation. They always say it's really good. Just take a few minutes for yourself and just set some positive intentions for the day. It could be a mindful exercise, some meditation, some deep breathing, journaling. Journaling is something that I need to start getting better at, because I think it's good to just like write down your feelings and your thoughts and put them in paper. Have a healthy breakfast. This is so important. And it's so funny. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But think about it. Just like hydrating your body, it's the first meal you're putting into your body, right? So you want to have a good combination of healthy carbs, proteins, some fruits. If you're going to have fruits, have them early in the morning. But if you're working now, especially if you're a woman like me, I'm in my 40s. As you get older, we start losing muscle mass. It's really important to have protein in your body. And so after you work out, especially if you do some strength training, make sure you're having that protein so that it can help your muscles recover and it can help them grow and make you stronger. Plan your day. This is also very important too. And I think planning the day, but also time blocking, I get very sidetracked a lot of times, and I found that when I time block and I actually set timers for myself, it helps me be on track. And I read that if you're feeling not very motivated to do something, if you like put a timer for 2 minutes and you start working on it, it is a very likely chance that you will keep working on that task. So time blocking, it works very good for me, right? So you can time block for organizing something, for working on a special product, time blocking to do your social media, right? So rather than feeling like you're just scrolling, you can time block time for doing your social media work that you have to do, engage with people. If you're listening to us, you're more than likely in business, like either me who does a service or like selling a product like Leanne, or you work and you use social media in your business. So obviously you have to spend time on it, and it's better if you time block it. So that way you are being intentional about the time you're spending on it. And also you can time block time for creating content and all those social media things that we have to do. So plan the day and time block. That has been helpful for me in my productivity. Dress for success. I love this one. So if you've been listening to our podcast, I think you know that Leanne and I work a lot from home. I think more Leanne than me. I go out a lot, but sometimes I don't have to go out. But I notice that when my morning routine goes perfect, like I get up on time, I do my workout, I get the kids ready, I come back, I shower, and I get dressed, and I'm done by like 9:30, all ready to go. I feel so accomplished those days, and I feel like I could take on the world. So even if you don't have a place to go, it's just so good to get dressed up, do your hair, a little makeup. I think it definitely, you know, makes you feel really good, and it can boost your mood and your productivity. Practice gratitude. Leanne and I talk about this all the time, and I cannot, you know, reiterate how important it is, because you even, especially in the moments when you're feeling down or discouraged, just feeling grateful for the little things in life, you know, it makes you appreciate all the opportunities that the day is going to bring. So you can do your gratitude at bedtime as well, but it's a nice practice and one that you can also incorporate with your journaling. Be flexible. This one is super important. You have to be willing to, you know, adjust your morning routine as needed based on your schedule and your priorities. And just think that it has to work for you, right? These are just guidelines and tips that I'm offering. Some, you know, you can use, start implementing all of them, or can you just pick a few, but just focus on what works for you, because then that will be sustainable for you in the long run. And then lastly, you know, just be consistent. Obviously, consistency is key in having a morning routine. So you have to try to stick to your routine as much as possible, even on the weekends and on your day off. I don't do it on my weekends and days off, but I try to stick to it Monday through Friday. I also think it's important to have a day or two where you don't need to wake up at 6, and you want to feel like you want to get things done, but you want to get them done at your own pace. But again, you know, different things work for different people. I just feel like for my mindset and mental health, I need to allow myself to have a little break from the routine. So on the weekends, unless I have to, I won't get up at the same time, but I will try to get my workout done and do some of the morning routines. But again, you know, I want this to be a guide for you and some tips. It doesn't need to be exactly how I do it, but obviously having consistency, at least doing it 5 days a week, is going to be good, and it's going to help you reinforce, you know, those positive attitudes, positive habits, you know, that you're implementing, and it will help you with your productivity. So anyways, I hope that you find this episode helpful, and maybe the new month brings you a new opportunity to work on your routine and help you, make it better. Or if you're starting from scratch, I think these are some good tips that you can definitely take advantage of. So thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear your morning routine or how some more tips that maybe I didn't cover on today's episode. We thank you so much for your support. If you have any questions for me and Leanne, please reach out to us and keep listening to us and have an amazing day and an amazing new month. Yay! Bye, guys.